This is episode number 610 featuring morethandancers.com, 9 ways to get recital ready. It's May 3rd, 2022, and we have a Technique Tuesday tip for you. Whether we're a dancer preparing for a show and recital, maybe a show for our Broadway debut, or the teacher trying to help prepare our students to be ready to go up on that stage, the tips from More Than Dancers can certainly help us out. Let's dance on into our blog written by AJ, More Than Dancers intern. Recital season is just around the corner. Of course, if you've been going to competitions, you probably know the drill by now. But if this is your first recital or you have no idea how to prepare, we're here to help. Here are 9 ways to prepare for a recital. Number 1, know your dances. I don't think we can express this one enough. Make sure you know your dances without having to look in the mirror or at one of your peers. 2, walk it off. If you do mess up, try to make it a part of the dance, smile, and move on. Chances are if you play it off, no one is going to notice. 3, have all your costume pieces. Remember to pack all of your costume pieces when you head off to recital. If one person doesn't have the hairpiece, no one gets to wear the hairpiece. 4, pack your makeup. Different dances may have different makeup, so make certain you have all the makeup you need. Also, it's never a bad idea to touch up your makeup in between dances. 5, pack your hair products. Makeup can change and so can hairstyles. So remember to pack your hairspray, bobby pins, ponytail holders, and anything else you may need to change up your hair. 6, cover-ups. If you don't want to risk getting makeup, food, or drink on your costumes, bring a cover-up. You would wear this over your costume, so if there's a spill, your costume is no longer in danger. 7, have food. You will probably be spending several hours at a recital, so pack a non-messy snack, leave the Cheetos at home, and water. Even if you're in multiple dances, you can eat during intermission, or if you have a longer time in between the dances. 8, do you have a quick change? Once the recital schedule comes out, find out when your dances are. Different studios will have time limits on how long a dance can be. There may also be a limit on how many songs is considered a quick change. If you've never done a quick change before, practice at home and see how long it takes you to change costumes, hair, and makeup. 9, have fun. Remember, recitals aren't a competition, so don't stress out too much. These performances are a way to show your family and friends what you've learned over the year and how much you've improved, so try to have fun. Hopefully these tips have helped prepare you for one of the more stressful times of a dancer's career. What other recital tips do you have? And make sure to follow our social media at More Than Dancers for more dance content. Thanks so much to More Than Dancers for giving us permission to share their short, sweet, and inspiring blog with y'all today. For more on MTD or to find links to their social media, make sure you check out our show notes below. One of my favorite stage ready tips from MTD was practicing your quick changes at home. No matter if we're in a show right now, being efficient at quick changing and knowing how to put on, whether it be tights or your specific costume, without ripping or breaking it is certainly a skill that we can benefit from in the future whenever the stakes are higher. So for our Technique Tuesday challenge today, I challenge us whenever we're getting ready for our dance class, whether we're teaching or going to train, see how quickly you can change from your street clothes into your dance clothes and vice versa whenever you come home into whatever new outfit you might need. Although it's a simple step, it's one that can help us prepare for whenever we are backstage and need to do it quickly. That said, that is our short and sweet tip for the day. I hope you enjoyed, and as always, happy dancing. Thanks for listening today, and tune back in tomorrow for more short and sweet dance tips. If you're looking for a deeper dive, check out the bonus episodes released the first of every month where I interview those in our field who keep our industry moving and grooving. If you're looking for a little extra direction with dancing towards your dance dreams, head to our website where you can find your free goals planner or daily challenge tracker. If you like or don't like what you're hearing, please dance those fingers across your keyboard and give DTD a rating or review so we know how to best serve you. Until tomorrow, happy dancing.